You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baffser, visiting with Simon Constable, who writes at Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. He's headquartered in Edinburgh. However, Bitcoin is headquartered nowhere. It's a solar system event. It trades in a fashion all the time. 24/7 is inadequate. It has an eighth day of trading as well. Simon has published an observation that is wry at the same time. Once you read it, you realize it was logically always there. 80,000 cryptocurrency frauds in 2020 during the pandemic. Simon, first, what is a cryptocurrency and how do you commit fraud with a cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, which is one of several choices?
It is one of several choices. Well, Bitcoin is a digital code that gives you the right to own a digital asset. It's basically a code, and you have other things that are cryptocurrencies as well that aren't Bitcoin, the Ethereum and other things, Dogecoin and all the rest of it. And they seem to pop up like mushrooms after the rain in the summer. And what we found was that in 2020, there were more than 80,000 frauds, according to a survey by Crypto Head, which is a crypto educational platform. If you go there, you'll find out more about what's going on with cryptocurrencies. But they found it's more than 80,000 in 2020 in the US alone. And there was a similar pattern in the UK and in Australia. They found that 80,000 plus is up from 340 in 2016. So that's a 24,000% increase. And they come as a few things. One is crypto theft, people hacking into your computer, getting your codes, and then stealing your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin or whatever. That's been happening, that sort of thing, the theft of cryptocurrencies has been happening since they were introduced a little over a decade ago. Then you've got the classic pump and dump. This is the old boiler room operation that you would have seen in the stock market, where a group of investors bid up the price of a stock and get people, small investors who tend to be naive, to buy that stock. And then the original players who bought it sell out of everything. They dump their holdings on the market at a profit. Well, you can do the same with cryptos. They don't have to be Bitcoin. They could be other new cryptos that aren't really as popular. And then you have initial coin offerings that can look legit but aren't, and they're basically fabricated scams where you're basically buying nothing of any value. Now, I tend to think that crypto is too young for us to know how long it's going to last and what the trading environment's going to be like in another 1,000 years. I tend to go for gold. I think that's a bit better. It's been around 5,000 years as a monetary asset. But there you go. There's a heck of a lot of fraud out there. 80,000. That's insane as far as I'm concerned. I would imagine it goes up in 2021.
And Simon, this fraud that you're reporting on, it's widespread. I understand that. But increasingly now we see large and trustworthy institutions, banks, for example, or trading accounts or very, very popular funds, even funds that are out of reach of ordinary human beings. I mentioned Cathie Wood's ARK Invest, for example, all investing in Bitcoin, owning Bitcoin. Is there anything that you found in your researches that suggests there's one more secure than another? The idea of securing my own code in my own Mac is impossible for me. I mean, you know, this, anything could happen to this Mac. So is there one place to go to trust the way we have for gold? You know, you want to own physical gold and you want it at a bank of long standing.
That's a very good question. I think we're still in the early days of that. Remember, any Bitcoin exchange is only as good as until it has a scandal, and a scandal could mean getting hacked. Once an exchange gets hacked, or once there it is associated with fraud by the participants on that exchange, then it goes away. Imagine, for example, if the New York Stock Exchange suddenly lost all your stocks that you owned, or lost some of them, and they were hacked and stolen from you, then it wouldn't be able to continue with credibility. Now, I don't think that's happened at the New York Stock Exchange, because they take integrity very seriously. I'm not sure how these crypto exchanges are being run and whether there is the rigor that we see on stock exchanges. Certainly the New York Stock Exchange is a great institution and does very well. And if they were running a crypto exchange, I would be quite happy. I'd be like, great, that's absolutely fine. Go with them. But these newer ones, I don't know enough to know whether they are or not. And that's not me trying to disparage anybody, because I think, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who are very, very trustworthy and upstanding. It only takes a few to really bring it down. I would also be happy if you got a futures exchange running, an exchange for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, because again, they know what they're doing, and credibility and honesty and transparency is all part of the game. I would leave it at that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I've been watching Bitcoin ever since I bought a small piece of it to allow me to watch it every day. And Simon, you understand I call around the world, and I've done this for many decades now. I find no correlation to Bitcoin's price and reality, none whatsoever. Now, I'm viewing it from East Coast of the United States. Have you found any reality in the Bitcoin price whatsoever at all, anywhere?
No, I really haven't. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I think it might be something to do with that we've been in a pandemic and people are stuck at home, and some people have been fortunate enough to get money from the government to invest. They could spend it, but they've chosen to invest in cryptocurrencies. It seems to go up and down on a whim. I'm not really sure what's underlying the value change. Whereas when you have a company like, take Zoom, which, you know, does a video conferencing service, that company is making a lot more money now than it did 2 years ago because people are using it.
Right.
Therefore, it's worth more. That I understand. This I don't really understand. I do understand the technology behind cryptocurrencies, which is an unbreakable blockchain, which is fantastic. And that's useful, but it doesn't change the matter that it's very hard to understand why Bitcoin is worth what Bitcoin's worth.
Simon Constable in Edinburgh, you can count on a couple of things. One, Scotland will have a summer. Two, there are trout in those streams, especially after the off fishing year not experienced by those trout streams for several thousand years when people have not been there. Simon Constable in Edinburgh, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock, LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.